The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and updates for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. I'm extremely concerned about the progressive takeover of the Longmont City Council. Only Greg Harris represents the conservative views needed to bring sensibility to Longmont. In a recent debate, Greg Harris clearly stated his support of the recent Platte River Power Authority decision to continue to consider using Colorado natural gas as an alternative source for electrical energy supply while still trying to work toward a renewable future. Joan Peck and Tim Waters said they would oppose using any natural gas even though that would drive up consumer costs and reduce reliability. Let's all be realistic. In considering sustainability, reliability and affordability, Longmont residents want a balance. In recent years, the boom in Colorado natural gas production has been a primary driver of emissions reductions, particularly in the electric utility sector. Additionally, this relatively recent abundance has given rise to additional research and development in technologies to utilize natural gas for transportation, integration with renewable generation and industrial applications that will continue to contribute to further emission reductions throughout the economy. Greg Harris will not be a servant of the progressive, liberal lobby. That's why they are doing everything they can to defeat him. But I am not alone. Many of my friends agree and will be going to the polls to vote for Greg Harris for mayor of Longmont, the only candidate willing to stop government overreach into our business and personal lives. David Saraceni.